Rabbanan. She's an heir from the Rabbanan. V'yamai korel lehu issa mitzvah. Why does it get this name of an issa mitzvah? She mitzvah l'shmei divrei chachamim. Because it's a mitzvah to listen what the chachamim said. This is only an erva. She's also to you only because the chachamim said not to marry her. That's one type of an isha. That if she falls to you to yibum, you're supposed to give a chalitza and not yibum. Kedusha. What is issa kedusha? What does that mean? That means chay v'lavim midiraisa. Almona l'kayin gadol. Let's say your brother, the Kohen Gadol's brother died, so now he cannot be miyabim his brother's wife, because the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an amona. So there, or else gerusha v'chalus l'Kohen Hedyot. Let's say she was a case where your brother married her b'issa. Your brother married a gerusha, and now his wife died, so she's also to you. So these are cases that's called issa kedusha. V'yamai korelu issa kedusha. Why they called loshon of issa kedusha? Yes, the pasuk says, "Kedoshim yiyu Elohim." Therefore, as kahanim, they're supposed to be kadosh. Therefore, these yisurim, yisur kahan, is called lashon kedusha. So, okay, it's very good. In these cases, chay v'lavim, we hold like kedushin really is chal. Therefore, there is a parsha of yibum. Just yibum, we do not want because we make a gzera be a rishon or to be a shniyah. Therefore, there's a mitzvah to make chalitza. Whereas, if a chay v'krisis falls to you, since there's no kedusha at all, therefore there's no mitzvah yibum. You're potter lagamri. Now, the Tanya Log learned on this braisa, Reb Yehuda machlif chalufei. Reb Yehuda changes it around, and he says mitzvah mishum mitzvah means an issa diraisa, and mishum kedusha that means an issa dirabonim. So Huda michlif, he just changes it around. That's all, but he still agrees to the loch in the case where an amona falls to a kain gadol, even though it's a chayve lavin, or a grusha to a kain, a chayve lavin, the locker is, chalitza boy, still she needs chalitza. Even though she's your sister-in-law, she's also to you with a lav, she's a grusha, still you have to give a chalitza. Now the question is why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why? V'yi, sakudat, if you're going to think and tell me, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, srilei, that Rabbi Yehuda really holds, like Rabbi Akiva Shita, that holds chayve lavin, there's no tfisas kedushin, so comes out chay v'lavin is mamish like a chay v'krisis. If so, michti, let's see. Chay v'lavin the Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, a gerusha to a kohen, a chay v'lavin, ke chay v'krisis dami. He learns out from Sukkim that a mamzer is even from a chay v'lavin, and a mamzer only, kids only a mamzer if there's no kedushin. So he learns out even with a regular chay v'lavin, the kedushin is not chal. If so, according to Rabbi Kiva, Chai v'lavin has the same chomer like Chai v'krisis. If so, there should not be any chalitza. For Chai v'krisis lav b'nei chalitzis v'yibam ninu. If your sister-in-law is a Chai v'krisis to you, let's say two brothers marry two sisters, so when one brother dies, his wife now is a Chai v'krisis to the other brother. It's your wife's sister. So in such a case, there's no mitzvah yibam at all. Where the sister-in-law, the yivama, is Chai v'krisis, they run out from Sukkim, your potter. There's not even chalitza. It's mufka for no pasha of chalitza, of yibum. So according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you want to tell me holds like a mekiva, so by chay v'lavin, also there should be no yibum. And here Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that mitzvah and kedusha, it's only question which one means this rabbanan, which one means this alavin. But in these two cases, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the din is you have to give chalitza, you're not potter. The question is why? If you tell me now we want to say of you those like a mikivah, she should be potter legamri. Yeah. So for instance, I'll tell you part simple. Lidvorov the Tanakama Komar Velei Loisirulei. I'll tell you here of Yehuda is only saying pshat in the Tanakama. You're telling me now that Mishum Mitzvah means an Issa the Rabbonin. And Mishum Kedusha means an Issa Torah. You're just saying, really, I disagree with you in the Ika Halacha. I hold that a Chai V'lavin, there'll be no Yibmarol, there'll be no Chalitza. But according to your Shita, that you hold that there is Kedusha Machai V'lavin, so there is a Mitzvah Yibum, I argue in you and say you should change around L'shainus. What you call Mitzvah is called Kedusha. What you call Kedusha, I call Mitzvah. Then Achanami, we have Yehuda himself, Leistrila, does not hold from the Shita. V'lei, he himself, Rabbi Yehuda, Leistrila, he does not hold like this. He holds that Chai V'lavin is like Chai V'krisis, that there's no Mitzvah Yibum at all. This is the way one time of a kitzah learns pshat in Reb Yehuda. Now, Kiyosi Reb Yitzchak, when Reb Yitzchak came, Tony, he learned Kiritnan, like it says in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says a general klal. Reb Yehuda Roimer, Einoi chayiv ele mishum ein bovad. Judah says it doesn't make a difference, even though she's really married to your father. She's really an Eishes Av also. But since she's also your mother, and you live with her, you only chayiv one time chayiv. The kris is only one chattis, not two. Even though she's really married, not like the Brisa before, only because there's no kedushin. No, even though she's really your father's wife, but still, he says, Loshanov, Ein chayiv ele mishum ein bovad. For the time of mine, what's the reason according to Yehuda then? What kind of swell is that? Why, if you live with your mother, that's your father's wife, is there only one chiv chatis? Rabbi says like this. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Imchahi. And this erva of living with your mother says an extra word, in extra words of Imchahi, repeated extra. So, Midashin, it means to teach us, Mishum Imai Ata Mechaivai. Anytime you live with your mother, you should know, you can never be chayiv more than one time. There's only one chiyuv of imai, but v'iyato mechayivim mishemesh yasav. Even in the case where she's really married to your father, still there's no chiyuv for yasav. That's what Yudas Rasha says an extra time, imchahi. Rashi says, imchahi, ervas avicha, v'ervas imcha, leisagala. That means your mother. Imchahi repeats itself, she's your mother. So lamali imchi, what do we mean the extra words imchahi? We're talking about your mother. And the Lamelach comes to teach us, Sim Yeshlo Shnei Shemus, your mother now has two Isurim upon you, in Aim, Yeshisav, she's your mother and she's also your father's wife, a special lab of Eshisav, Ein Chayiv Elam Ishumimai. That's the extra words imchahi. That's your Yudas Rasha. It's like Exeras Akosavi imchi, Yoni Chayiv Mishumim, and not Mishum Eshisav. For the more Ela Meyatev, that's the Pshadon of Yehuda, Ela Meyatev, the Pasuk also says, Ervas Eishes Avicha, special Pasuk, you can't live with your father's wife, Leisagala Ervas Avicha, it repeats itself. Also, you know why? Because it's called an Erva of your father. Like I've covered your father, you're not allowed to marry or live with his wife. So, why does it say the extra words Avicha? Avicha. So make a drush here also. Mishum Eishes Avatim Echaivri. Any time this lady is your father's wife, even though she's also your mother, you can only be chayiv mishum eshesav. But v'yato mechayiv mishum imai. You cannot be chayiv mishum imai. So how do you know which one is ikka? Obviously, both can't be true. You'll be potter then. According to this, you're potter. Because look at this chayiv of imchahi, since she's eshesav, you're not chayiv eshesav. And now eshesav, you're not chayiv eshesav. So both can't be true. So one of them is extra. So if you're dashing, telling me the word imchi is extra, I have a question on you. It says avichi, it's also extra. So you see, you can't make this type of a drasha. Ela rather means like this. Imai means she eshes aviv koi. Koi hocha omamayit lo. There's a question. Ela imai, she he eshes av. What's going to be the case where you have your mother, and she's really your father's wife also? If so, koi hocha omamayit lo, she's not chayiv mishunayim, and koi hocha omamayit lo, she's not chayiv mishum eshes av either. So you get away with it. And that can't be. Hash to imai, madak, where she's your mother. She'enu eshes av, and she's not your father's wife. Your father's son has this with a lady. He wasn't married to her. And she became pregnant, she, and you're the son. So your mother is also to you. Mechayiv eshes aviv, and she'enu imai. In the case with son, your father married another lady. So she's your father's wife, but she's not your mother. Mechayiv, Yechayiv, Chayiv Koros, if you live with them, Shoigi. Yechayiv Chatis, or Yechayiv Skila B'mezid. Imoi, Sheyeshes Aviv, in the case where this lady is both. She's both your mother, and she's also your father's wife. Loi Mechayiv Klau. Is that any throw to say, then you put her? What kind of sense? It doesn't make any sense. So obviously, the way you're dashing is wrong. You can't tell me from the word Imchi, it means to tell me, not Eshesav. Because I have the word Avichi, also not Aim. So that can't be. It can't be pshat. That's one kashin of Yehuda. The secondly, the Rabbanan Amir said imchi. Like, how could the Rabbanan, if you hold such a drush imchi, what did the Rabbanan argue then? According to Rabbanan, how could they say Yechayiv twice? You're right, it says the word imchi. Elamai has to be, we don't dash in the word imchi. Ela rather, what's the pshat on the word imchi, the extra word? Elohumi boilei likarav shisha bled ravidi. The Rabbi Yehuda, we need it for his drusha. Rashi says, later on we'll have it. Tlaiksiv bom dumeyim bom. It comes to teach us, if you live with your mother, that's not your father's wife, that you chayev skila. Because it only says the words dumeyim bom, it does not say skila. So you need the word imchi to teach us that you get skila. That's what you need it for. If so, who have you the name? Rabbi Yehuda also the same thing. When the prophet says the extra word imchi, it's come to teach me what type of a chi of misa she gets, the skila that she receives, and not telling us that you only chai mishameim and not mishamei shesav. So that can be pshat on Rabbi Yehuda. So Moses says true. Elo rather omer Rav Acha bray the Ravika. Omakro, the prophet says like this. Ervosa says ervosa. So we dash in a Russian yochid. Mishum erva acha sato mechayvoi viato mechayvoi mishum shtei ervos. Ervos. That's the chiddush here. In the case where this one lady is your mother and she's also your father's wife, so really there should be two ervos here. No, the prophet says erva ervosa Russian yochid only her. The only chay mishumeim and not mishum eshesav. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Russia. But says ervas imchahi leisigale ervosa. So the pash of imchi it says ervosa. That's the deal. Mashma only one yichay and not two. But the more of that's true. Elamiyativ so ervas kaloscha leisigale eshes binchahi leisigale ervosa. It also says the word ervosa by your daughter-in-law. So, Hochinami, you also want to tell me, Mishum Erva, Achasat Mechaivoi, Diat Mechaivoi, Mishum Shtei Ervos. In a case where your daughter in law is married to your son, so if you live with her, you only chayiv one and not two, the Mishnah says not like that. Piyatsanam, look in our Mishnah, Habu al Kalosai, if a man lives with his daughter in law, Chayiv Ole Mishum Kalosai, or Mishum Eshesish. It says clearly, you chayiv twice, there are two chatoyim. You have to bring two chatoyim, if you did a Bishoigi. And it says also, Bein v'chayiv b'noi, Bein liyachemises b'noi, that the yisah kalos applies even after your son dies. And here, for like polig Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi does not argue over here. So why? It says by kalos also, ervoso he. It says the word ervoso. So you should die only her, and not two. Yoni chayiv mishum your daughter-in-law, and not mishum eshes ish. So you have to be consistent. So what's pshat Rabbi Yehuda? So this can't be pshat Rabbi Yehuda either. Ellen, what do you have to say? Kiva de chad gufa heve. Listen, your daughter-in-law, she's one person. So afagav de trei yisurinu. Even though now with living with her, there are two different yisurim. One, she's an eshes ish, she's married. Secondly, she's your daughter-in-law. Ksiv evasa. Still, it says the word evasa because even though there's two yisurim, but it's talking about one person. The Torah says the lashon yochid evasa. So there you hachinami, the same thing by your mother also. Hachinami, kivon dechad guf evi. It's your mother, it's one person. Afagav betray yisurininu. It could be lemaista if your mother is married to your father. She's your father's wife. So there are two yisurim here. There's an eshes av involved, and there's an aim involved. I'll tell you still, ksib ervosa, the Torah writes lashon yochid ervosa, not to teach us yoni chayi for one, because since it's one person, it says lashon yochid. But maybe still you should be chayiv twice. So we still have a kash of Hashem in Rabbi Yehuda. Ela rather Amar Rava.
Rava says like this. Ela Amar Rava, Ksav Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ervas Ovicha Zu Eishas Ovicha. When it says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Ervas Ovicha Vi Ervas Imcha Loi Segala Imchahi. This is the Pasuk that says Imchahi. It says Loi Segala Ervosa. At the beginning of the Pasuk says, Ervas Ovicha. The question, what does the words Erva Savicha mean? So you behold, Zu Esha Savicha. It means your father's wife. How does he know it means Ishas? So the Zereshava, Rashi says, it says later also, Avichahi, Erva Savicha, and there also it means your father's wife. So you learn now from the Rashi of the Pasuk here that says Erva Savicha means your father's wife, whether she's your mother or whether she's not your mother. Still the halacha is, Yechayiv Mishum Eishas Av. No, Mashma Bein Eishas Aviv She'imai, whether she is your mother. Bein Eishas Aviv She'imai, whether she's not your mother. So, still Yechayiv for Eishas Av. Now, Imai She'imai Eishas Aviv Minayin. How do we know if you live with your mother that's not your father's wife? How do we know that's also an Erva? On this Talmud, the Pasuk says Ervas Imcha. Next part of the Pasuk starts off again Ervas Avicha, then it says Ervas Imcha. Ervas imcha, leisagala, imchi. Here it says the word imchi. To teach us, mishum imoy atom mechayvei, viatom mechayvei, mishum eshes aviv. in the case where she's your mother, then you only chayiv mishum ein, and you're not chayiv mishum eshes aviv. In other words, true, like we said before, the pshat of Yehuda is that there's a miyatir imchi, that when she's your mother, you only chayiv mishum your mother and not mishum eshes aviv. Even though the ratio of the passage says erev asavicha, which is mashma, anytime she's your father's wife, yichayiv, even though she's your mother. So the question is, why does it repeat itself again later and say imchi? That's a miyat to teach us that when she's your mother, you only chayiv mishum one and not mishum two. But the question before was, it says by erev asavicha or erev asavichi. So let's say also in a case where she's your mother, let's say in a case where she's both again, so the question was, I had said before, yes, this is Erva Savichahi. Maybe that means to tell us you only chayiv when she's your father's wife, but not if she's Yain, you'd be potter. So saying that you can't say, because here the pasuk starts off saying Erva Savichah. So mashma, when she's your mother's wife, when she's your father's wife, no matter what, really you would be chayiv. So therefore, only by the word imchi, that to me is only when she's your mother, you only chayiv one and not twice. Now, what do we do with the words Erva Savichi? So Rashi will soon see that we're asking something else. Something more says, Tanya Kavos.